So this could potentially lead to such chaos in our school. And we want that dispute to be resolved. And that is before this affects our kids negatively.
Adrian Romanowitz is a City Honors parent. An arbitrator ruled City Honors teachers no longer have to perform non-teaching duties. The district said it is now forced to trim 5.5 teaching jobs by the end of this month as it hires 16 teacher aides at the school to cover those non-teaching assignments.
All of these teachers mean so much to our students. They are so immersed with the relationship with these teachers.
Parents issued a letter to the district, teachers union, school board, and principal, demanding they end the dispute and spare those teaching positions.
The children all know what teachers would be affected by this. So we have 5.5 teachers right now. We have an orchestra teacher. I think we have a couple of people in the music department. We have an English teacher, a math teacher. We've got a guidance counselor.
So they had to make some very difficult decisions. Nobody wanted to make those decisions, especially the school administration.
Associate Superintendent of Leadership Sabatino Samato tells WBFO News the cuts are the only way the school principal would be able to cover the costs of the aides and balance his budget.
The principal isn't looking at, and I believe this in my heart of hearts, isn't looking at this is a better cut over this. He's balancing this budget any way that he can at this point of the year. And there's nobody that's more broken up about it than the district and the building administration.
The teachers are willing to sit down, and they had already made an offer to the district that they would do some of the duties.
Meanwhile, Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore is calling on the district to return to negotiations, claiming they shut talks down.
That what we suggested is, look, let's see if we can agree on an outside mediator from the Public Employment Relations Board or someplace else to mediate the dispute. And then also, while that's being done, put any legal proceedings on hold and also put any transferring of any of the teachers on hold.
The district's general counsel, Nate Kuzma, tells us mediation would delay the process. He says they don't want to cut teachers, and it's time for everyone to sit down and resolve the matter. Now, the city honors teachers would be reassigned, but their positions would not be replaced at the school this school year. Remore tells us he plans to take the matter back to court to block the transfer of those teachers. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.